1-800-259-5959.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, August 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got more text messages coming in. Again, go to the website, Trucker Randy Health, one word, truckerrandyhealth.com. Or if you just want to text me, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I'll send you the link to the website, the interviews number two and number four that you have to listen to for weight loss. Then you scroll down, you create a profile, and you schedule a free phone call with Missy. She'll explain it. She'll hear what your situation is, what's going on in your body, what's going on with medications you're on, things, diseases that you have. And she will then scan you and explain it to you how her program will fix these issues. Folks, this isn't something that is something that hasn't worked for thousands of other people. Many of them, myself included, and radio listeners, Officer Rick, the list goes on and on and on. But you have to understand that this is a process that your doctor is going to be against. Why? Because when they write a prescription, or you have to call them back for a refill on your prescription, the doctor calls in the prescription to your pharmacy. The doctor gets paid by the pharmaceutical companies for prescribing those drugs. You have to understand the way the pharmaceutical sales game is done. These pharmaceutical reps call on doctors. They give them things for prescribing their company's products. They have given them trips. They have given them concert tickets. They've given them gift cards to dining restaurants. They do this all the time. It's part of the game. Doctors do not pay for cruises. They take their wives, family, on cruises, and they don't pay for it. It's nothing new. This is the way the game is played. It's very simple. The game is very, very simple. The process of how they do this is absolutely a racket. And who's paying for it? We are, in our health. The health that we are suffering because of these medications, the harm that it's doing to our bodies over a prolonged period of time, is going to end up killing you. Since I've lost 80 pounds on this program, I'm off all my medications. I go to the doctor's office and they say, well, what prescriptions are you taking? What are you doing? I'm not. What do you mean you're not? I don't have any medications. Nothing. They're like, wait a minute, you're 66 years old and you're on no medications. That's right. Blown away. I had to have a CRT done on my shoulder. They had to do a CAT scan on my shoulder to look at my tendons to determine if I tore tendons off of my shoulder. The one that I had replaced. I had truck driver syndrome. I wore out my left hip and my right shoulder. Years of abuse of lifting heavy objects, playing pool monster with four grandbabies on each arm, trying to drown them in the pool. Well, I tore tendons. I overworked the joint. I was bone on bone. They had to replace it. The most painful surgery I ever went through in my life. I will never do a shoulder replacement surgery ever again. Well, the bottom line is, when I did the CAT scan, they had to interview me before the hospital would allow me to come and do the CAT scan. Your age, date of birth, what's your current weight, what's your blood pressure, are you on any medications? And when I told her no medications, she's like, what? She goes, I haven't talked to anybody your age on Medicare that's not on some type of medication. Nope, I'm not. That's the truth. So the bottom line is, folks, you need to talk to people. If they are fat, and I'm not hiding it anymore. I was fat for decades. And if you're fat or you know somebody who's fat, you need them to contact Missy through the website and learn about this program. Save their lives, extend their lives. Now, I don't even want to talk about the cost of it. People says, well, the program, it costs X number of dollars because of my situation, because of me. This is how much she wants to charge me. Pay it. Invest in your health and stop taking these drugs. That's the bottom line. So again, text me, Missy, and I'll send you the information. You can forward it to somebody you know who's fat. Say, hey, this is something that Trucker Randy's done. You need to get on this program. You need to learn about it. It's that simple. So that's how we're going to get this information out, folks, is by us sharing it. That's the way we're going to do it. Word of mouth. We're going to do this and save lives, extend people's lives. We're going to do this. Now, one thing I do want to mention, because I've been watching MERS in the background, even though they're not in session. Pretty interesting. The RNC, the Republican National Committee, their election integrity legal counsel, said last week in a letter that they will not hesitate to pursue legal action against Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, if she continues to push to reform election recount procedures in time for the November 2024 election. 5 days ago, August 7th, the day after our primary election, the legal counsel submitted a letter to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson through their attorney, Luke Bunting, who pointed to several rule changes that the Secretary of State, Department of State here in Michigan, transmitted to a joint committee on administrative rules, a legislative committee of both the House and the State Senate members, responsible for overseeing agencies' rule changes. Being taken up by JCAR, Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, is considering the final step in the rulemaking process for this upcoming November 2024 election. The Board of State Canvassers approved the list of rules as necessary for properly implementing Senate Bill 603. Well, what is Senate Bill 603? It was a Senate bill that was passed in the House, in the Senate, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in July. And what it does is change the way recounts are conducted here in the state of Michigan. There's only one problem. Secretary of State Bureau of Elections course of action is that Senate Bill 603 is not Michigan's current statutory framework. Why? Because it was not given immediate effect by six Republican state senators. This passed along party lines. 56 Democrats in the House voted for it. 20 Democrats in the Senate voted for it. And Whitmer signed it into law. But when it came for immediate effect in the Senate, which is a tally board roll call vote, six Republican state senators did not give it immediate effect. So what does that mean? It won't go into effect until 91 days after the legislature adjourns at the end of this year. So what is Jocelyn Benson trying to do? She's trying to implement Senate Bill 603 now before it becomes effective. And to get it to be effective for this upcoming November 5th, 2024 election. That's what she's trying to do. In July, the governor signed the legislation eliminating the statute, allowing candidates for office to petition for a vote recount if, quote, aggrieved on account of fraud, end quote, is in the bill. So if you claim fraud or something to do with the election being fraudulent, well, guess what? The local board of canvassers can't deal with it and consider your recount request. It goes before the state board of canvassers in Lansing, who have no idea about anything that happened in your county. Also, the Secretary of State seeks to adopt the rules which directly conflict with current Michigan law. You see what she's trying to do here, folks? This is a bill that Senator Jim Runstad fought against and was very outspoken against it, about how wrong it was the Democrats were doing this to our election process here in Michigan. But the Secretary of State doesn't care. She's going to put out an executive order changing the rules, even though the law hasn't even gone into effect yet. That's the bottom line. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Last segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin' in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin' is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. To wrap up this story, bottom line, Jocelyn Benson wants to try to basically change the rules for the upcoming presidential election, November 5th, 2024. That's the bottom line. She is absolutely afraid and feels that Donald Trump very well may win Michigan. If the election is close, Donald Trump's going to want a recount of the vote in Michigan. Well, because in July the governor signed it, and if a candidate alleges fraud or something to do with election tampering, fraudulent voting, the bill allows a registered petition, vote recount of local ballots proposal, to go to the Board of Canvassers, not to the local election inspectors, not the Board of Canvassers at the county level. According to Senator Jeremy Moss of Southfield, the Senate Elections and Ethics Chair, back in June, while considering the legislation, recognizes that the boards of canvassers, both at the local and statewide level, are not policing agencies, and that examples of fraud in elections needs to be taken to law enforcement for investigation and possible prosecution. Folks, stop. That's exactly what I did back in 2020 against Cheryl Guy. When I had the video in my hands where she said, I deleted the election, I did it. I contacted the sheriff of our county at the time, Sheriff Bean. I filed a letter with the prosecutor, James Rossiter, in Antrim County in Bel Air. Neither one of them wanted to investigate it. You see, Senate Bill 603 was signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer after not receiving any Republican support. Also, the Republican six state senators did not give it the necessary immediate effect. So, it does not go into effect, folks, until 90 days after the legislature adjourns for this year. That means late December, because if the Republicans are able to flip the House, she's going to lose her majority in the House. They are going to pass more laws, probably setting records as to how many laws they're going to pass in the lame duck session after November 5th before the end of the year. They will ram through everything that's on their bucket list that they haven't accomplished. Then 90 days after that, when they finally adjourn, April, late March, April of 2025 is when this bill, these laws will go into effect. No. Secretary of State Benson wants it to apply to this November 5th election. Among the rules mentioned specifically in the RNC letter to the Secretary of State, proposed rules, MCL 168.908, subsection 2, subsection 3, 168.912, section 3, specifically calling out violations of our state's current election laws is what they want to try to implement for November 5th. If, for example, in Vicky's race, if we ask for a recount, we want to actually see the ballots where people have written in Cheryl Guy's name. We can't in any way, shape, or form allege fraud, because if we do, it goes away from our local board of canvassers and goes to Lansing. If Donald Trump loses a close election here, statewide election against Kamala Harris, well, he asked for a recount. He better not use the term fraud, because this is how they're trying to limit the ability to challenge the vote counts and the vote outcomes. Absolutely, absolutely being perpetrated on the people of the state of Michigan. Changing the rules of the election prior to the election. Folks, we're like 83 days away from the election. Less than 3 months away, and Jocelyn Benson wants to change the rules. It's pure and simple. Absolutely pure and simple. So, we'll be following this story. We'll see if, in fact, the RNC is having to take this to court. They just sent this letter to her, threatening her with a lawsuit that they will pursue legal action against her. Let's see if that's enough of a threat for her to back off. I doubt she will. They'll end up having to pursue this in a courtroom. Then the question is going to be whether a liberal judge would rule against her. We'll keep following this story. We'll be right back. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-